RNZ Pacific News, kia ora nā, I'm Seo Manute, I'm Tau Whai. Samoa has marked Anzac Day this morning, beginning with a march from the Returned and Services Association building to the Tower Clock. Our correspondent Inapia Otangavea, Tipi Otangavea, reports.
The dignitaries in today's Anzac Dawn ceremony under the Town Clock is led by the President of the Returned Services Association, the Deputy Prime Minister, and members of the Returned Service Association. And included in this year's ANZAC event are a delegation of veterans, U.S. veterans from American Samoa, including the governor of American Samoa, who arrived on Tuesday. And they are here as guest of honors of the president and members of the Returned Service Association.
Otangavea says an AVA ceremony was held this week to welcome the US veterans. Meanwhile in Tonga, King Tupou VI led the wreath-laying ceremony at the cenotaph at Pangailahi. A New Zealand delegation is anywhere, led by the Speaker of Parliament, Jerry Brownlee, and attended the Dawn Parade at the National War Memorial in Central Alofi. Guam has secured $62.4 million to provide renewable energy for low-income households. The Pacific Daily News reports the funding is coming from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Solar for All program. Governor Lou Leon Guerrero highlighted the program's focus on homeowners facing financial barriers to solar energy adoption. Households can expect reductions in electricity bills by up to 20%. International experts expect dengue cases to increase. Samoa announced an outbreak of the infection last week, with more than 80 new cases reported in the first 2 weeks of April. Tiana Haxton has more.
Medical advisor Dr. Joan Ingram says overall, dengue cases have increased sixfold since 2000, and there have been 69 outbreaks across the Pacific region between 2012 and 2021. She expects cases will continue to increase with climate change and urbanisation. Cameron Simmons of the World Mosquito Program recommends his organisation's Wolbachia method, which involves introducing a virus-blocking bacteria into mosquito populations. He says this most recent surge in Samoa is troubling because numbers will inevitably increase, stressing the health system and hurting the well-being of patients and their families.
Drug peddlers in Fiji are using school students to transport drugs. The principal of Dil Kusha Boys Primary School observed it was a hub for drug activity. Speaking to the Fiji Times, Bayata Whanga Savukiono says random spot checks revealing students carrying drugs unwittingly, and this had resulted in the school collaborating closely with police. The Assistant Minister for Education, Eliesa Vanawalu, says students made up 2% of the 3,500 reported drug-related cases in Fiji. He says there has been an increase in cases involving school children over the past 3 years. The US Under Secretary of State for Arms Control and International Security Affairs says the US does not intend to extend its delivery of nuclear-powered submarines outside of Australia. The submarine delivery comes under Pillar 1 of the AUKUS partnership between the US, Australia and the UK. Bonnie Jenkins told journalists that the US is in consultation with potential AUKUS partners for Pillar 2.
We are not planning to expand cooperation on Pillar 1, of course, which is focused on assisting Australia with the acquisition of conventionally armed nuclear-powered submarines. But the partners have developed principles and models for additional partner engagement in Pillar 2 projects. And we will undertake consultations this year with potential partners regarding areas where they can contribute to and benefit from the work that we're doing in Pillar 2.
In Aotearoa, a world-first autism support clinic for children under 5 in Wellington aims to shift the trend of late autism identification. Raupi Te Raupō is being trialled over 20 weeks, giving 60 families weekly sessions helping to understand and support the autistic child. Clinic lead Dr. Hannah Waddington says 300 health and education professionals have been trained to identify early signs of autism and refer children to the clinic.
Most autistic children can be reliably identified and diagnosed by the age of 2, and that many children are showing signs of autism by the age of 1. However, in New Zealand, the average age of diagnosis is as late as 6.5 years.
Hannah Waddington says identifying autism at a younger age leads to better outcomes for the child. In Australia, New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says there is no risk to the public after federal police arrested 7 people in Sydney yesterday as part of the investigation into the stabbing at a church last week. Police have said the suspects were part of a network that shared a violent extremist ideology. But Mr. Minns moved to reassure the community about its safety.
There is no current threat to public safety and no connection to Anzac Day commemorations. I think that's important to state as of the proximity to Anzac Day.
A 16-year-old boy has been charged with terror offences from the stabbing. In world news, a scorching heat wave has hit many parts of Asia, with countries shutting down schools and urging residents to limit the amount of time spent outdoors. Temperatures have touched 42 degrees Celsius in parts of Bangladesh. The BBC's Anbarasan Etirajan reports.
It's April and it's already sweltering in many Asian countries, with people staying indoors during the hottest hours. Thousands of Bangladeshis held special gatherings to pray for rain. The extreme humidity there makes the heat feel even more oppressive. Rickshaw pullers in Dhaka say they have scaled back their working hours, taking a hit on their earnings. Weather officials in Thailand have warned that several provinces will be affected by dangerous levels of heat until the end of the week.
Prosecutors at Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York have asked the judge to fine him for violating a gag order barring attacks on witnesses, jurors, and others involved in the case. They have presented several social media posts written by the former US president, which they say criticize witnesses. The judge says he'll reserve his decision on the matter. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee has denied falsifying business records to cover up a payment to a porn actress after he won the US presidential election in 2016. Prominent literary group PEN America has cancelled its annual award ceremony after dozens of nominated writers withdrew in protest of the war in Gaza. The group, which is dedicated to free expression, cancelled next week's event. Of the 61 authors and translators nominated for a prize, 28 withdrew their books from consideration. 9 of the 10 writers nominated for a PEN Book Award had withdrawn from the contest because of its alleged lack of support for Palestinian writers. In sport, Warriors coach Andrew Webster is expecting an emotional occasion at the Warriors' host an Anzac Day match for the first time in 8 years. The Warriors play a winless Gold Coast Titans at Mount Smart Stadium this afternoon, coming off a hefty loss to the Dragons last round.
It's not about comparing about war or rugby league. Should never be compared because we're going to battle or anything like that. It's nothing like that. What they did is completely different, and we never disrespect them by to compare it. But I think it's a cool occasion to show respect. And when you show the respect and you feel the emotion of it, then you do create an occasion.
Meanwhile, the former Australian Rugby League International Centre, Terry Hill, has died in the Philippines of a suspected heart attack. He was 52. That's your latest RNZ Pacific news and sport. For more stories, go to rnzi.com.